It's been nearly a week since the Texas floods, and there remain well over 100 people still unaccounted for. In the immediate aftermath, there have been a lot of questions asked about how such a disastrous weather event could take so many by surprise, and what, if anything, could have gone better in the local disaster response. Today, we wanted to spend a bit of time exploring how a confluence of factors made these floods so deadly. In particular, the geography and history of the area itself, climate change more generally, and local warning systems and preparedness.
There has been a long, long history of deadly flash flooding in this region.
That's Emily Foxhall, climate reporter for the Texas Tribune, who told us that the area is prone to major flooding, most notably in 1987, when 33 people died.
You may have heard this term, Flash Flood Alley. That's how some people refer to this area. It's very hilly. There's not like a deep layer of soil to absorb the water. It's a very rocky area.
And when the water comes, it goes downhill fast. The thin topsoil combines with a non-absorbent limestone bed, so there isn't much to slow it down, making the Guadalupe River Basin one of the most dangerous regions in the country when it comes to flash floods. These were the highest floodwaters to hit Hill Country in decades. The initial deluge had, according to some analysis, a 0.1% chance of occurring in a given year. So can we attribute that to climate change? As always, it's difficult to draw a straight causal line for any singular event, but as Foxhall told us, global warming does pose specific risks for flooding events, and extreme rain in the U.S. is increasing.
We know climate change is warming temperatures, and in warmer air, that can hold more moisture. So it makes heavy rainfall more likely.
So given the area's history and topography, against a backdrop of worsening rainfall due to climate change, should Texas Hill Country have been better prepared or issued more effective warnings? These are the types of questions being asked at the local press conferences this past week, and the exchanges with reporters are becoming increasingly tense. Here's the Care County Sheriff's team on Tuesday, unwilling to get into the details or timeline of the night of the flooding.
All those questions will be answered, but the priority right now is bringing people home.
We totally understand that, but your community is asking these questions.
And we will get answers. Right now, all of our resources are focused to recovery.
Unlike some of its neighbors, Care County does not have a siren system to warn people to evacuate, though it's been heavily debated in recent years. Local officials determined they couldn't afford to install one or add tools like river gauges, which trigger warnings when rain or floodwaters exceed a certain level. A former county commissioner told NBC that's in part because Care County did not receive disaster relief funding they had asked for from FEMA. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he and Governor Greg Abbott are now discussing how to allocate state funds to improve warning systems.
Had we had sirens along this area, up and down, it's possible that that would have saved some of these lives. And the state needs to step up and pay for these.
The National Weather Service did, however, put a flood watch out for the region on Thursday, which simply means the conditions are present for a flood to happen. Its first flash flood warning, meaning a flood is ongoing or imminent, came at 1:14 a.m. on Friday. The Weather Service said that then triggered alerts to cell phones and weather radios, and over the next few hours issued more warnings for phones and through social media channels. Some people may have never received those warnings, though. Service during the flooding was spotty, especially in the region's most rural areas, according to KUT News, a local NPR affiliate. And many of the children at camps along the river didn't have phones with them, according to media reports. Many feel the warnings simply didn't reach them in a timely way, some arriving hours late. Now, there's been a lot of speculation about whether recent federal cuts to the National Weather Service had an impact here. But Foxhall told us officials are saying that wasn't the case.
Many of these experts in the weather world really say the National Weather Service did everything they could, you know, at least watching this from the outside. The Weather Service had extra staff overnight as this was happening.
Ultimately, as global warming patterns suggest, rare weather events like extreme rainfall and flooding are to become less rare. The tragedy in Texas may now prompt a wider debate about how our warning systems work.
Like, should there have been additional sirens? Should there be more education about how to respond to a weather watch or a weather warning? And I think that's where kind of these big picture conversations, we'll be watching to see where those go in the weeks to come.